couple minutes late. We will call them, I mean, we will. I will call the meeting to order at 7:17, and I am Ross Lally, Chair of the Bolton Finance Committee. We have present in the room Danae Johnson, Benjamin. You don't go by Ben or Benjamin. That is Ben Davies. And we have Tyler Egner and David Coles. And on line, we also have Rodney Fournier, who is our first selectman, as well as a member of the Finance Committee. And I heard that Melissa Wieland will be joining by Zoom, but she is not here yet. So we'll keep an eye out for her when she joins. And then I also see we have present in the room David Caruso, our superintendent of schools. And online, we have Jill Collins.
Oh.
What did
You
I
disconnected
do?
something.
Hold on a second. The owl is doing something
No, I
funky.
think it's just a smart board, maybe.
Yeah.
They can still see you.
Now they can.
There we go. All right. Fixed it.
Don't, I won't touch anything. And we have Jill Collins, our CFO present. We also have Stephanie Smigala and Mary Johnson, our board clerk. So let's get on with public participation. And I do not see anybody from the public in the room, and I do not see anybody from the public online. So let's move on to approval of minutes for our March 26, 2026 special meeting.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of the March 26th meeting.
And so Danae made a motion to approve the minutes. Do I, as is, do I have a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Tyler Egner. Do we have any discussion on them?
Yeah, there's a couple places where I think the counts of who voted for what are incorrect. I think there's one abstention where it says 600 afterwards.
So let's go through and point them out.
Hold on, I'm trying to find my email copy, but
There might have been some confusion around me.
I abstained in the approval of minutes. That doesn't show an abstention.
Yes, that was the one I was thinking about. Yeah,
I'm going to just make it simpler because what I started to do is vote on things that were not financial in nature, like in minutes, and I'm just going to keep it simpler, not vote on anything, and then that'll be easier for Mary to keep track of it. And so
What was
anything
the
where there's a looks like everybody was here. I'm not, I'm you know, you can.
No. David was absent.
Oh yeah, I was
You
absent,
were?
but 3A should be 501, not
Yeah.
500.
So 501 with my abstention, correct?
It was
No,
his
it was
abstention.
401.
No, it was Ben's abstention. So it should be 501 because it would be seven of us total, but I was absent.
Okay. Got that, Mary? Or no? Okay.
So.
Just pipe up, Mary, if we're confusing you, because I know we sometimes sort of wander and drift. So, any others?
I thought there was a second one. Maybe that was
Yes, I
it.
just want to make sure.
To approve a transfer, I thought.
The
Well,
tonight. The transfer we have to approve is tonight, Jill.
correct.
Yeah, that's
I don't
tonight.
think we did.
So then that's been the meeting earlier before that.
Yeah, we did one earlier. Last time we talked about the fact that there were some transfers coming up and they were reflective of the towns cutting it kind of close with the budget from last year between, what we wound up with after the reductions. Because when you start doing large numbers of transfers of large amounts, it's showing, it's between departments. It's indicative you're cutting things a little bit close. So, yeah, we'll be talking about another transfer tonight.
Oh, actually, the second edit. So in 3A, the title of it says March 19th regular meeting, and then the body says February 19th. So just make sure we have the correct date in there. I think
So that should have been
it should have been March 19th.
March 19th, I
Just
believe.
confirm that that was the minutes you actually voted on.
Well, let's see. Tonight is the 26th, so a week ago would have been the 19th. So it's probably, were they the February? Do we have the minutes from the previous meeting? Let's just go and look.
Both of
March 19th.
them were on the 19th. February and March were 19th. Our regular
Okay.
meetings.
All right.
It's just a question of which one you voted on.
It was March 19th.
March 19th. Okay.
All right.
That's the edit in that paragraph.
So change February
No.
3.
No,
What?
that's not true. Because last week was
The 26th.
right.
So that would have been the week before.
So we would have approved the February
No,
19th.
they're March 19th.
This is the meeting
March
on.
19th, you approved February
Okay.
19th.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you, Jill.
You're welcome.
So this is at the ninth, last week's meeting. We approved the minutes from February because last week was the 19th, correct?
No, that was March 26th, and you approved March 19th minutes.
Oh, that's right. Never mind.
Yeah.
I forgot we're in April.
Yeah,
Sorry.
that's okay.
I'm looking at them again. I'm never mind. Ignore me.
It's confusing.
No, I'm just confused today. So let's just
All right.
then it's correct as stands. Or no.
No,
It's a ch to March 19th. Change February to March.
Okay, so in
Correct.
3A, Rodney R. Fournier moved to approve March 19, 2026 meeting minutes,
Correct.
correct? All right. So that's what that should become. Anything else? Are we good with the numbers? Because those I just want to really make sure that we are in agreement as to what the numbers were. It's very easy to make a mistake, having done so myself. And again, I'd look at us all as a team working to make this come out right. Jill, since you were doing the entries in the spreadsheet, do these numbers look good, correct to you?
Yes.
So I'm not hearing any other changes necessary.
Don't have anything. Can you hear me?
Ben?
Barely.
Yes, Rodney. Barely.
Can you hear me?
A little better if you lean forward and speak up.
Okay, got it. I have no changes.
Okay. So then I will entertain a mo who you
I
may
will amend my motion,
yeah
right?
to include the
Right, to
changes,
include the changes.
which were the number of people who voted
The vote count and the date
and the
of
date.
the minutes that we approved.
And Tyler, you seconded it, correct? So you want to second the change
Yes.
motion.
I'll second.
So Tyler just seconded the changes to the motion. Any further discussion? All those in favor of approving the amended motion signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
I will abstain.
And David is abstaining and I'm not voting. So we have it
Four to
passed.
two.
So it's 4-0 and 2. You can consider mine abstentions. I'm not a voting member, but it's probably easier just to
Yeah.
record it as
Abstention.
abstaining.
I guess you technically are a voting member. It's just you're making it easier by not voting on
No,
anything. Well,
by stat, by the town charter, I can't.
gotcha.
So I'm an ex officio, meaning I'm here and contribute, but I can't vote. So however you want to record that as an abstention or whatever, I don't, my vote does, don't let me vote. Okay, then we can move on to our new business item, which is transfers. And you should all have it in your package. And this is a request to transfer $12,000 from the budget land use to budget town buildings operation from regular payroll category to repair and maintenance services. And then they have the appropriate numbers referenced.
I'll make a motion
And
to transfer $12,000 from the land use department to the town building operations.
do I have a second?
Second.
So motion made by Rodney Fournier, seconded by Ben Davies. Any discussion? Is it just noted that this is for unexpected large repairs, such as the boiler at the firehouse and some overhead doors. And so needing the funds for those because they were not planned maintenance. And I talked to Jim Rupert about that as well. I have no issues with Now, hearing no further discussion, I would ask all the voting members to signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? So then you have me abstaining and everybody else saying yes.
Melissa still absent?
And Melissa's not here. She's absent.
That's a 501.
501.
501.
Yep.
One more transfer. So let's do this. This is similar transfer from $7,500 from land use to town building operation, and again from regular payroll to overtime. And this is due to the large number of long duration snowstorms that have occurred on weekends. More funds are needed in the overtime accounts. And they also
I'll
did
make a
more
mo
overtime.
yeah.
Go on, Rodney.
I'll make a motion. We transfer $7,500 from the land use budget to the town building operations budget.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
So, motion made by Rodney, seconded by Tyler. Any further discussion? Then, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 So then I'm going to abstain, and then there's no one left to say nay. So it's another 501. And Jill, I need to sign these, correct?
Correct.
So let me set those aside. And Rodney, I'm going to put them in the door, in the basket on the door to the selectman's
Correct.
office. Okay.
Perfect. Yep.
Actually, they got to
What?
go to finance.
Then, if you want, I'll drop them off next week.
Perfect.
So I'll just put on here approved by Bolton Finance Committee today's date and my signature.
Correct. And then I'll have the minutes from the meeting too after to I'll add those to what the transfers after.
Okay.
So Board of Selectmen have started signing them on the site. So all the signatures are there. So you don't have to wait for the minutes.
No, the that's for AP. That's not transfers. Transfers.
Okay.
Yep.
Got it.
Yep.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. We'll prove it on Tuesday, the minutes. So
Yeah. Okay, so transfers are done. Let's go on to discussion of 2026 budget expenditures and revenues. So this is where we look at, are there any changes to the numbers that we went through last week to figure out?
Well, this is 26, not 27. So this is last, like the current
Yeah,
fiscal year,
but
not.
could we go through with the expected revenues,
Oh,
Jill?
okay.
You know, the closeout for this year.
I'm sorry.
No, could you show
Yeah.
any? Let's do start with 2026.
Okay, hold on one second.
And we did go over whether or not we thought there were going to be any substantive changes if we had the information to what was budgeted. So, Jill, are you able to bring it up on the screen?
Yep, give me one second, please.
Okay, no problem. Just so you're muted because you're probably swearing because it's not working. What I would do.
Wow.
Ross, I don't swear.
And neither do I, as long as
So
there's
he's
no
just going to have to
recording to
tell me
prove
on the
otherwise. A
size. Is can you see?
little bit bigger.
Little bit bigger.
A little too big. Right, how's that?
There.
And
Good.
to the other side. So this is the latest.
I'm going to just shrink down these. Let me see if I can do that. Get these out of the way. Never mind. We'll just leave them up there. Go on. Sorry.
Nope, that's all right. So I just did the latest as of today. That's what we've have recorded as of today. I also promised that I would have the number for, where is it? Oh, wait a minute. This is the wrong one. Give me one second. This is the wrong one.
While we're doing that, Robert Monroe has passed away. He was,
Oh.
I think, last weekend. In the event nobody's heard it yet.
No, I hadn't heard it. I just know that
Oh.
he's looked kind of frail the last few times I've seen him, and it's been a while.
Right. I haven't seen any obituary stuff, so we've been
No,
looking
because
for it.
he's long time public servant and a lot of time on the finance committee and doing other things for the town.
Hold on, Tinkerpont, right?
He's on Tinker Pond, Rodney.
Yes, he
Okay,
is.
want to make sure I was thinking the right one. I went to school with his son.
Yeah, he was big into soccer and stuff. Yep.
Now, thank you for letting us know. That's sad.
Absolutely.
So I, as I promised, I filled in the number for the assessor, the shared assessor we share with Willington.
Okay,
For
what
that's
is
for
it? Could you show the
27.
So the headings at the top of these are.
Can you see them?
Yep.
Okay. That's for 27 though, but the numbers, the revised numbers for 26 are as of today, what's been booked. So if we go down, it's right now, if we get all the numbers, because I used the higher of the two, if it was adopted and it was higher, I use that. If it was then we received more than we adopted, I use that number. So if everything comes true, which motor vehicles more than likely not,
Yeah.
we always are, we have to use the 98% if we're the mill rate is same for motor vehicle and personal property and real estate. We have to use the same one. We're
Yeah.
always going to come short on motor vehicles. It's usually about 94% versus 98%.
And
So,
that's of a reduced total. We don't do 100%. We don't assume 100% collection,
correct.
correct?
Correct. So, as I was saying, though, if everything came true, we would be have a surplus of 338,240 rounded.
And for the benefit of the newbies on the team and the public, that what is that 338,000 and change available for this, as far as budget next year, if
That's going
anything?
to be our surplus that we recognize at the top of our budget document
Yep. Is that used
before
for?
we take the 50,000 and put it into the rainy day fund.
Okay. So then you take the 50,000 from this, it goes to the rainy day fund, and this would be used to offset any, this would have
Tax
offset
burden.
tax burden.
I also reached out to the auditor for a if he had the surplus number since the audit's not done yet, and he didn't answer me in writing, but he I do have a number. Just find it.
So just so that folks know that we're in the same boat that we were in last year, that the we did not have a number We did not have an audited number to use, and we had to start out with estimates, and we're in the same place. And the I'm asked the because this has happened at least 2 years in a row, I asked the auditor to provide us a list of his questions. I want to have a fact-based conversation with the auditor as well as with the Board of Finance. So I asked the auditor to please send us his list of of questions that he has sent to the Board of Ed, to our finance department, and to the town administrator's office for answers. And so as soon as I get that, I will bring it to this meeting and we will be able to have a fact-based discussion. But we were in the same position last year where the town administrator's section was the last part to be completed, and it is running again into an issue that affects one, it affects us. By we don't have a good number to work with, we have to do an estimate as opposed to a firm number. So we would be prudent to probably underclub it a little bit. And then the other challenge is that we've had to ask for an extension, and this is, from the state on filing this. And that doesn't look good, and it has the potential to affect our bond ratings. And as you recall, in January, I sent everybody a link to the issues that Bloomfield was having because they have been late in completing their audits. And I really don't want to see us, getting into the habit of being late and having our bond rating, affected by it. Because right now, it's not an triple A, but it's an A rating of some in some, the range of an A rating, if I recall correctly, Jill.
Yes, we're never going to get AAA because of our size.
Yeah, and the fact that rainy day fund is not quite as high as they'd like to see it. Same thing with the
Correct.
contingency fund, but it's a good solid rating. I have friends who
Yes.
feel comfortable investing in Bolton. So we really don't want to lose that because it affects the cost of our borrowing in the future to lower our, the lower this goes. And the other issue is a lot of the unanswered questions are with our single federal audit, which is related to the federal funding we get. And I really don't want to have to deal with the feds. In the state so far has been a little bit more lenient, but that can also change if you get a new person in the OPM, either the manager, the person who looks at this, or you get a new person who looks at this and they just happen to say what's going on and go after all the towns who've been having a habit of doing this, then our luck runs out. And then we start being held, accountable for it. So again, I don't want this to be a surprise to the selectmen, to the finance committee, or to the public. And if any of you are concerned and don't, fully trust what I'm saying, which you're certainly welcome to be skeptical, please go out to the OPM site. The links are in that, email that I sent everybody about Bloomfield. And you can look at the audit reports directly there and the findings that our auditor has and see how things have progressed over the years. So I would just really encourage everybody to please do that. And just to make it a little easier, I'm going to print them all out and I'm going to bring them to our next meeting as hard copy. And I will also bring them as a PDF, and I'm also going to talk to the selectmen about it. So I just want to make it clear this is something we all really need to take seriously, and we have to hold ourselves accountable for it to get it done. So I don't know if anybody has any, comments about this.
I have a question because I don't understand any of this.
Fine,
What
that's why I'm bringing it up.
makes it so the auditor doesn't have the job done?
It makes it because he hasn't gotten the answers. He looks at our finances, and then he says, I have these questions for the Board of Ed, and their finance department takes a look at it. And I have some for the CFO for the finance department, and I have some for the Board of Selectmen. And he has a grid, it's an Excel document that he records his question in. And then the responses he gets, he also catalogs the material exhibits that are presented to him to document whatever the yeah, any of these parties say. And so that's why I want his report in progress, because much better to have a fact-based conversation with the actual document. And I don't want to say things that are incorrect. And I don't want to let things go that, might have been missed in a conversation. So it's for fairness for all parties concerned to have this as a document that we all look at together.
Oh, I understand that. So the auditor can't finish their job because they're not getting the answers
That
from the
they,
departments
yeah, the
here.
open items haven't been closed.
The open items haven't been
Oh.
closed because he has not received them.
And this is 2025.
This is for last year's fiscal, last
Correct. It's
fiscal year, right?
25. Yes.
The audit, he doesn't audit the current year, which is 26. It's for the last year, and he closes that out and confirms the amount of surplus that we have, which, is then carried forward and used to, next year we would use it to reduce that tax burden.
So what was the problem? Did he get started with the audit later than he typically would? Like
No,
what
Jill, the audit was
no
started,
no
started.
like what would
No.
cause you to run late 1 year and not another year?
It's consistently
Well,
late.
this is the second year that it's late, but they're saying they're late because they haven't gotten the answers.
From one specific area.
I don't know what area that
It's
is.
the town administrator.
The town administrator.
It's
Okay.
documented because you'll look
Okay.
at the questions. I asked him specifically about it. So, again, the questions from what I was told, I want to see if it's true, were all presented to the town administrator in early February. So again, same thing last year. So again, this is part of what I talked about when things get done late and it starts happening in different areas and you compound the risk across different areas. And eventually, the more of it you do and the more places, the more it's going to catch up on you. And that's what scares me.
Yeah, if I
It's the
think that
same
is
thing
scary.
with we get dinged every year for not having, financial controls in place. Again, that's going to catch up. It already started when you have don't have controls, don't have oversight, the issue that our assessor made
Yep.
with the taxes a year ago. It's starting. And some of it also shows up in because we do it with how we communicate that we had six referenda last year due to the fact that we screwed up with, the grand list assessment. We had problems communicating. And again, I don't want to have six referenda. I don't want to have these issues. And I don't even want to talk about them. It's unpleasant. But if we don't do something, it's going to catch up one way or another, not all at once necessarily. But gradually, and then something's going to happen. I'm particularly concerned when we get federal monies. You really don't want the feds in doing, getting involved with an audit.
Sounds like you should make this a strong priority.
So again, I just want to get it on the record. And if I'm wrong about this, I'm perfectly happy. I'd rather be proved wrong about this than proved right, that, we're in trouble. So I'd rather have you find out, do some homework on your own, tell me I'm wrong. I will admit it in public because I made this statement in public. If I am right, I don't want to do I told you so. I want to avoid that completely because I don't get any pleasure out of this. It just I get worries out of it. And we were all elected to be accountable to the public and to be open and transparent about stuff. And that's what I feel we need to do. Just regardless of whether you're Democrats or Republicans, you want to stay in office, then you got to listen to the public. It shouldn't even
Is
be a
there
political thing.
anything we can do to help get these answers to the auditors so we have better information to help
Well, we have two selectmen
propose a
here,
better
and
budget for the public? Because, like, I mean, it all has to do with
If
that, but.
you look at the charter, we have fiduciary responsibility. We have input. We have a say, but we don't make it happen. We don't have the ability to execute. It's really the selectmen
Right.
and the town administrator. And if there's similar issues turn up with the school, then it's up to the superintendent of schools and the board of ed to make sure it happens. And so again, this isn't, this could happen to anybody if you're not careful about it. So again, it just happens to be in this area. I told David I'm going to start meeting with him and with Casal and start looking a little bit more over how they do things. I really don't know because I haven't had the opportunity. And David's been very good about, yeah, let's just set up some time. We'll go through it. I'm just fortunate that I happen to sit next to the finance office, and my job is a registrar. So if I want to find, get information, I can get it and learn more. So you're not off the hook, David.
Right.
Yeah, which I've already talked to David about too. So it's not like I don't want to surprise anybody. So I talk to folks beforehand before I bring anything up. And so this is where we are. So it's really in the selectman's ballpark for this particular issue. Because again, we can't make anybody, we don't, if you read the charter, we're responsible for a lot, but a lot of it is through motions we make, and then it has to be implemented by either Board of Selectmen or the Board of Ed.
Right, so I didn't know if there was anything we could do to help.
You have an interest in going and checking what I told you is true. Please don't ever take anything I say at, face value. Please check on it, investigate. Because I make mistakes, I'm human, and I would rather be questioned and we'll agree that I'm right or wrong about stuff than you just blindly go and look. So anyway, that's a long answer to a short question.
Thank you.
So anyway, Jill. Do we, what was the number that you had as
So
an estimate?
it's 657,183. So if we.
And that's what Stephen provided you, because I saw you copied me on your letter to him asking for an estimate. So obviously he spoke with you after that,
Correct.
because I didn't see a written response just to confirm what you said.
Correct. So now, so the surplus could be 995,422 or 23, but that's if we received all of the revenue, which we're not. If you look at motor vehicles, we won't. I don't believe we're going to get another almost 100,000 for motor vehicle, and I don't think we're going to make. I don't think we're going to hit another 100,000 for interest.
So we're, let's look at the interest line on here, because that's the one I'm most concerned about. You want to highlight that? So we have, let's see, this is the end of March. Is the number in here as of, we're in April, so is that number the 274,000 as of the end of March?
Yeah, what are the column labels
Okay.
name?
Yeah, I know. Can you freeze the column labels?
I'm sorry.
Can you freeze the column label so that we can see what the
Yeah,
columns
because
are?
yep. It's not. Well, it's gonna freeze just the top one. I don't know that. Well,
can you select them?
If you highlight the
Yep.
line numbers, it's
Yep.
either
Eight bullet.
seven or eight. I always forget which one. You
Oh.
can freeze it at
Yeah, select cell A7.
Eight or seven? You said eight or seven.
A7.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, you
Okay,
want to
right.
do the four-way.
You can do it that way.
No, this is good enough.
Yeah, it worked.
So,
And just freeze frames.
well,
No,
that's
the one
each
above
as
that.
a.
Go back to freeze
Yep, yep, yep,
frames.
yep. Okay, so hold on now.
And which one did you say,
That
Dave?
one. The one she's highlighted has highlighted.
Well, that, okay, there you go.
There you go.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So let me just look at my paperwork here. Ran a
Took me way too long to
report.
figure out how that button works. Not intuitive.
One second, I ran a report.
And most of that delta is going to be because of the late adoption of the budget, right?
Yeah, there's about 60,000 up front that was due to lost interest due to the late adoption of the budget, because we didn't get the tax collections until September. And then the rest of it, we got hit with an interest rate reduction. There's probably going to be more since the stock market is going down, and this is the one of the ways they try to profit up is reducing interest rates. So the likelihood of getting the 375 is small, I think, at this point. So the 297 you put in is the end of March, correct?
Correct. So we got about a little under 25,000, and so I don't see that happening for the next 3 months. It's we're not going to get 25,000 for the next 3 months each month.
Between declining balance in the general fund and reduced interest rates.
Well, it hasn't been re the interest rate hasn't been reduced, but just the declining balance in the general fund is gonna keep you from, because beginning of June, the teachers will get their balloon check, which is between 1.5 million and 2 million now. So it's gonna reduce it for June. Right now, I think we're at 10 million. So
So for the 10 million, then 5 million is what's gaining interest, correct? With
correct.
our current
Correct.
plan. And the current interest rate is, if you could refresh my
3.75.
memory,
3.75.
375.
So I just don't, we're not, I don't see us getting that. No, maybe 350 if you're lucky. And again, that's only if the interest rate doesn't get reduced. And again, we can look at that number again at, after the public hearings. We can, revisit where we're at then.
So, if we wanted to, so yeah, we'll wait and see. I think it's probably better. So I'm guessing it's probably, like you said, 325 to 350 is we're going to wind up at, if we're lucky, 350.
So you're going to
So
carry a
that means.
negative 25 for the moment on
Do
that
you want me to
line?
put a number in there?
Change the revised budget to 350 or 325, Rodney?
Yeah,
Which
absolutely.
one would you like?
Well,
Do I
340.
go with?
340, okay.
Yeah. I think it's just important to
Oops,
your
too
point.
many
Oh,
zeros.
that's great.
That'd be nice.
Hey, let's do that.
Yeah,
Work.
I wish.
We're going to hand out money. That budget's going to pass quick.
Yeah.
So, do you want to relook at motor vehicle levy? Just to a guess at this point, so we can see what our total surplus is.
Yeah, because then this helps us. If they're negatives, they wind up getting subtracted from the surplus, correct?
Correct. So, yeah, it's now it's just dwindling in. I'd probably take the difference between the two. Let's see. Now about, I'd say about 48,000 less. Let's see.
Talking 156 or something.
Okay.
Shiba,
I took the
let's.
di difference and
Went the wrong way.
I'm sorry. Yep, you're right. Oh, yep, went the wrong way. Oops.
You got to go 1659, maybe. Yeah.
So I took the difference between what's there now and divided it by two to be in the middle of that. Is that all right? I can change it to whatever you want, though. And again, we can look at this again later.
Yes, we still, the first public hearing is the 21st of this month, correct?
Correct.
And so then we have a couple of meetings between then. There's two.
One more meeting that you can make changes to. The
Oh,
second
that's right,
one,
because then
it'll
you
be
need
too
to get the
late.
document
Yeah,
updated
right.
for presentation. Plus, it has to be posted. So we have
Correct.
that 5 days
Correct.
beforehand. So it has to be ready by the time you post the public hearing.
Correct. So I believe it has to be posted by the your on the day of your next meeting. So obviously you can't make changes then. So what right now,
That's the sixth
that's
one.
not right.
And the Board of Ed has a meeting next Thursday.
Yep.
So when is just go and look. I'm looking at our next meetings that are coming
The
up.
ninth. So we have a Board of Ed meeting.
What time? 6:30.
30.
So it looks like,
Full agenda.
yeah, so it looks like we should have our April 9th meeting, and then we have to decide at that, what goes to the public hearing. Am I correct, Jill?
Correct.
So we will not be able to skip next week's meeting,
At this
which I
point, you're
believe
looking.
that's Tuesday, correct?
No, Thursday.
No,
Thursday.
Thursday.
No, that's right. Never mind.
Board selection meeting on Tuesday.
So at this point, what you're looking for is give backs or unused budgeted money is.
Yeah, I talked to Sandra Pierog about it for the registrars. We may have something, but it's going to depend on how quickly, what happens with how many referenda we have. Because it's right now we have three more referenda. We'll have had three more referenda if this whole schedule plays out than we budgeted for this year. And you not have to worry about that, but it's also the do we have to do a recount after any of them, which also has a cost almost the same as the referendum. So we'll have to play that by ear because the registrars may have some money. I talked to Jim Rupert about it that we might have some to give back, but we won't know until we get a feel for how far the referenda are going to go. And I think David, you said the something from the Board of Ed.
The Board of Ed voted Monday night to commit $75,000 right now.
And Rodney, there's nothing from the selectmen yet, Board of Selectmen side, correct?
No, we're running pretty tight
Yeah, I
so
know.
far.
That's right. That's what I'm saying is I hope the registrars at least have a small amount that we can give up, but it really depends on what it looks like the referenda are going to do.
That's right.
Well, we could look at the contingency, at least the half of it. But
Yeah,
again,
let's. So half of it we could use to reduce the budget.
as long as, yeah, so it'll be 25,000 if you don't have to give anybody money for their budget. So, but sounds of the Board of Ed, they're okay. And looking at the town, I don't think you're going to need the $25,000 to give to the town for anything.
Yeah, and the other 25 goes into the was the rainy day
Rainy day
fund,
fund,
if I'm
correct.
correct. So we should also talk about what do we think the contingency fund will be for next year.
We want to put into it.
Yeah. And I'm open
Have
to.
we been putting 50 in every year? Isn't
The
that what
last
we've been carrying?
two. So it's
The last
not a
couple.
fund you put money into. It's a reserve in case Board of Ed or the town need money.
Right.
Right. So it's not an accumulating thing.
So
But
whatever.
it does, it's in the, it's part of the general fund and it does earn interest.
No. So it's no, because you're not getting money for that. Well, it is part of the budget, but it's
Yeah,
part
this
of
should
the
be.
payment built into the revenue. It's what you would have to, it's like an expenditure. If you don't use it, then you're not spending the money. You're not using money out of the general fund,
Yeah,
but
but it's part of the budget, and it's part of the budget, correct? So we have to have money set aside for it, is what I'm saying.
correct. But any of those revenue numbers, just because we have them in there and have adopted them, it doesn't mean we're going to receive all of that money. So you have to keep that in mind. We can only expend as much as we get in. So if we run short and don't receive all of our adopted revenue, somebody's budgets are going to be froze. And because of laws,
Froze in
the Board
or
of Ed,
cut.
pardon?
I said froze or cut, depending.
Correct. And it won't be the Board of Ed. By law, once we give them a number, they that's their budget.
Unless they get a special education student in.
Well, then it's more, but we can't
Yeah.
cut them or freeze them.
Correct.
So, do we want to continue putting 50,000 in that column?
I think,
Yes.
go on.
Yes.
I'm getting a feeling from the room of yes.
I would say yes.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So I think we have consensus on that here. So we can put in 50,000 as far as what we're planning for next year.
I mean, if something goes wrong, that's not a lot of money.
No.
So that won't show up here because this is revenues. That's
Right. But I'm saying when we get to the expense side, which we do need. Anything else that folks want to visit on this?
Nope.
I can't think of anything else. I'm not seeing anybody jumping to it, so we'll just have to firm all these up at the next, our next meeting next week on Thursday. Okay, so we can go on to the anything else, revenues, Jill, or expenditures, or no?
No, it just I don't know. I guess the expenditures are just we haven't run any reports. We get a monthly report, so
No, I mean, as far as looking at the items on the agenda A and B,
Right.
we have, there is.
And the expenditures are what we just talked about, the give
Right,
back.
that's what I'm just saying. So we're covered on this. I just wanted to make sure we've covered this part of the agenda.
Correct.
Then I guess we could move on to communication. And what I asked Stephanie to do, and again, I want to thank her. Publicly, I've thanked her in private. She is very good at taking all these complex topics we talk about and cooking them down into something that is more understandable for the general public, but also for me. And we're doing it in a way that is not talking down to folks. And so I will turn this over to her. And what she has put together is the combined budget document that brings together Board of Selectmen's budget, the Board of Ed budget, puts it in one place and explains it to the public. The first half of it is simplified and is what they really want to get the public based on the feedback we've gotten. And then the end and the appendix is more of the stuff that the statutes require. Not the statute, the charter requires that has to be in there. It has to be accurate, but it doesn't help the average voter figure out, what are they really getting for the monies they're being asked to put out in taxes. So Stephanie, I will turn it over to you. David and I have looked at this, so We may have some comments as we go along, and I'd really ask the rest of you to please, anything you feel needs to be changed, you got questions, please ask away.
Thank you, Ross. Can everyone hear me okay?
Yeah.
Yes.
And can everyone see the presentation? I don't know if this window might be blocking some of it, but
You're good.
okay. So as Ross mentioned, this is a work in progress. Took a shot at making a pretty high level presentation that we feel like is going to resonate well with residents. Happy to take in any feedback anybody has along the way. So this first slide, really what we wanted to do here is put together essentially our value proposition to the residents of Bolton. This is a slide that we had in the town, the selectmen's budget presentation that I modified to incorporate the Board of Ed value as well. So there's four components here: reliable town services, quality education, quality of life in Bolton, and responsible financial stewardship. So wanted to just really touch on that up front, so folks were reminded of what they get for paying their taxes in Bolton. Any questions on this one?
And since this wasn't in our package, if when we're done with this, Stephanie, if you could send a copy. Do you have all the finance committee names,
Yes, I
correct?
do. Yep.
So
Yes, I
if you
do.
could do a, just send this to all and also ask Sue Ellen to post it, this latest version that you're showing
Okay.
as part of the, meeting materials.
Okay. Absolutely.
I don't want to post it on the website in the budget section yet because it's still a work in progress, but it's part of, if we're discussing it here, the public should have access to it.
Sure.
We have a the MTSS. Can we spell that out somewhere?
I can.
But under, I don't know, is anybody going to know what MTSS is?
Where is that? Which
I think only if you have a student in special ed, you do.
There you go.
It's actually it's great comment, Rodney. It's actually students that are not receiving special education services. It's a multi-tier system of support for students to make sure that we're doing everything we possibly can before they go to referral for special education services.
So would it be better just say robust framework and for ensuring early support for all learners? Or just is the program important? If you want it in there, I'd say spell it out because I have no idea what it means either.
Or put it in parentheses at the bottom. MTSS is
Yeah, I
whatever.
mean, you put robust intervention framework.
There you go.
That might be a little easier for people to understand.
Okay.
Thank you. That's all I have.
Okay.
Yeah, good catch.
Any other questions or comments on this one?
Nope.
Okay.
You could just tell David Coles wants to go for a record short meeting.
No, you're good.
Okay, we can if
Just
we don't have to pause as long on each slide, since everyone will get it in their inbox and can review it in more detail, I think it would be best if we cover just conceptually what we're looking to present to the public, if that works for everybody. So this next slide captures what's typically presented or has been presented in past meetings, captures the total capital improvements, total debt service, contingency fund, town proper, and Board of Education. So essentially a broad summary of the expenditure budget for next year.
So Stephanie, back, can you go? So adopted expenditure budget, it's got to be public hearing and it's proposed.
Okay, got it.
Once we're done with this and a budget is adopted, you can put it to adopt it.
Perfect. Thank you, Jill.
You're welcome.
This one
continue.
is a year-over-year expenditure budget comparison. So, using those same components, we have FY 2026, proposed fiscal year 2027, and then the dollar change and the percent change. So, this is all still in progress. I can update contingency fund, which would actually make the percent change to be 4.19% overall, just for everyone's
So
reference.
I've got a question here.
Yep.
Because last week Rodney presented, he said 3.06% increase in selectmen's budget. I see 4.28 here.
Yes.
How do we square this?
Yes. So according to the town charter, we do need to present the budget in this format, and this is historically something we've presented. What I've done here after speaking with David, and David, thank you for the call out there, is captured that the total Board of Selectmen budget is 3.06. So that includes town proper, debt service, and capital improvements. So if you total these three lines, that equates to the 3.06% increase that was
Okay.
presented.
All right.
This is an overall picture of how the expenditure budget is allocated. This is also something we've presented in the past. So it gives a breakdown of Board of Education, Board of Selectmen, capital improvements, debt service, and contingency. One thing I will be adding to this slide is a breakdown of the Board of Education budget as a proportion of the entire budget, not only for Bolton, but for other towns as well. I think there was some discussion around just acknowledging that the Board of Education budget is a significant portion of the town of Bolton's budget, but that's the case in several other towns as well. So we wanted to make that apparent to residents. So I'll be adding some language or another chart here that captures that town comparison.
Because you did something similar for the Board of Selectmen's budgets across several towns, so it would be fair to do the same thing here, I think.
Would you be able to make those call outs a little bit larger in text so that even someone looking at it on a computer screen later might be able to see some of those percentages and what the labels are?
Absolutely.
You guys set?
Sorry. So what I've done in the next few slides, I've created a format that we'll use across the, I'll call them categories, so Board of Selectmen, Board of Education, et cetera, that's similar in format so the readers can pretty quickly acclimate to what we're trying to capture. So each of the slides has four boxes or quadrants. In the top left is the overall summary. So, what's the total proposed budget and how does that compare to last year? The top right is a pie chart capturing where the money is actually going. So, more in layman's terms of our total budget, how much is going to public works, et cetera. Bottom left, those are the significant budget drivers in plain language for the readers to understand where are the largest drivers of the increase coming from. And then the bottom right is a town comparison. And so for Board of Selectmen, as an example, I chose Andover, Ellington, Hebron, and Columbia, which captures the percent increase per town. What I did add also was a per capita value, but I also captured a value that's adjusted for estimated inflation. So for example, Bolton's per capita value is a bit higher than other towns, but if you adjust our increase here for inflation, assuming 2.4%, we're pretty close to inflation. So wanted to capture that here as well.
Well done.
So that's Board of Selectmen. I did something similar for Board of Education. So, top
So let's
left,
go. Just
go ahead.
one quick thing going back, Stephanie.
Sure.
See, this gets back to we have the 4.28% here.
Yep.
So, and then you're looking out at a Board of Ed again. So I'm just again getting back to we stress the 3.0. 06, but this slide is again, it's not all of the other components that went into the 3.06. So I'm just, I don't know how to, square this, but I just noticed that I think it's the kind of math the public will do.
It's a tough balance between what's in the town charter and exactly what you're saying, what will be clear to the residents. So I capture those separately here, but it is a good call out. So I think it's a discussion we need to have is how comfortable are we from, at least in these summary pages, perhaps shifting more toward the 3.06 value and what would be captured in that number,
Is
rather
it
than
fair to say?
sticking tight to the town charter. Sorry, go
Is
ahead.
it fair to say, and would it be cleaner for people to understand when I say people like me? Board of Selectmen is a 4.28 increase. Board of Education is a 4.84 increase. But with the negative from the other categories, that's put into the calculation of both of the budgets. So that impacts the overall budget for the town, right? Would that be easier?
That's correct.
Is that making sense to
Because,
anybody? So if we had three numbers, 4.28 is the Board of Selectmen increase, 4.84 is the Board of Education increase, and then that increase is offset by the, I don't know what the negative to whatever it was before, right? There are other areas from a couple slides before, Stephanie. Keep going, please.
Debt and
Yeah.
contingency
For
are
the minus two.
actually the finance committee's budget. And then the capital reserve is both Board of Education and Board of Selectmen.
That's what I mean. So like that negative, that minus 2.5 actually impacts or applies to both the budgets.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
Understand that correctly? So maybe that's why it was confusing when it was presented to me that when I looked at it that way. I put it just in the category of Board of Selectmen. Maybe it should be in the category of Bolton budget.
In
So
the
4.28.
appendix, I've included, oh, sorry. In the appendix, I've included the format that we've used in the past. And maybe in that format, we stick to what we've done historically. But if everyone's okay with it in the front slides, maybe we aggregate them a little bit differently. I do
I
see the value in keeping it split out because other towns, if you look at their budgets, they're split out the same way. So it makes it easy for somebody to compare. Like for
When you say
like.
split out this way, which this way are you referring to?
The one here. So, in the more detailed budget report, you have it broken out in these five categories. And that's similar to what other towns are doing as well. And that's what's captured in our town charter.
Well, then if it's captured in the town charter and it's in the back of the document the same way, just so that the public sees us comparing apples to apples, it should follow through up here. I think you can still do that with a simple, keep it simple like you've got it here, but it should be divvied up along the lines that David was suggesting.
Do you have to take away the note on the far right because it doesn't only impact the Board of Selectmen's budget, being able to
But
say it's that much lower than the Board of Ed's budget when it's going to reduce both of them.
now that we're talking this out, that actually makes more sense to me now, also, Stephanie. That now that to me feels almost a little misleading.
Yeah, and I think we group it with the Board of Selectmen budget because they're the ones who are responsible for all of the capital improvements, as an example, for both Board of Ed and Selectmen. So there's a few different views I think we've used. So I think it's worth just deciding how we want to present it, in this format.
Could you do it the way that David and the other members here seem to be suggesting, and let's compare the two views side by side at our
I
next
can bet.
meeting?
So the first page of the budget document adopted and all the other ones going through always has the five of them separated out. They're not, capital does not belong to It's not separated by Board of Ed or anything. It's not just the selectmen. Those five categories have always been the first page and separated out just like that. It's not the selectmen. The selectmen are responsible for town proper, as far as
That
this.
makes sense.
So then if we just follow through with this, then it's matches the first page, it matches all the detailed information in the back, and
Correct.
it doesn't really change the number that Rodney gave if you look at it from a point of view of oversight.
Because it's
Correct.
the
And I think
idea
that
of perspective and
correct.
people being able to say, oh, but look at the town budget versus the Board of Ed budget, because that's what people say around town. When really, if you were to share those negative numbers across both budgets, it makes both of them look different.
Reduces the total amount and makes
Right.
them different because you could even do it proportionately or
Right.
50-50 or whatever.
Because people talk like that a
Yeah.
lot.
And it also just from the point of view of consistency, if you have it this one way up at the front and it's another same way in the back, people will notice because I do get questions from people who actually read through all these numbers. And some of them picked up on the issue that we had with the grand list. They went through the grand list and looked at the initial grand list and saw that it was wacko.
Anything that could cause
Aren't
questions or
people?
possibly confuse people, we should probably stay away from.
Yeah, so I'm looking around getting nods in the room that we should just follow through from beginning to end with the same layout.
Okay, and that's this layout.
Without
Just for clarity.
that note on the far right
Sure.
there.
Yep. Okay.
We're
And then
suggesting remove the note that I suggested you put in there before, Stephanie.
I understood. Yep. That's okay. Got
Well,
it.
that note's not required by the charter. That
No.
they be put together.
That was David trying to help make your budget meant the budget numbers you gave line up with, come to the 3.06%, but then by doing that, then that's not how the charter requires us to divvy things up.
So the selectmen are not responsible for the capital improvements and the debt service.
Well, to be
Well,
fair, the capital improvements, as often as not, are on the school anyhow, or on the schools. So, I mean,
they're actually more on the Board of Selectmen this year.
But last year it was the other way.
Yeah.
Right.
That's the luck of the draw with what
So
you.
that's why
It
it's
is
more
more
of a shared thing. Yeah.
They're listed
Right, but the
separately.
Board of Selectmen has oversight over that portion of the budget.
Correct. Right.
So depending on who's spending more on their capital improvements, would end up with the plus or minus.
But I
I
don't think
care
this
who
goes back.
scores this one or that
Yeah.
one. I think it's the people want to know what that final number
And
is.
that's why I think it's cleaner if it just is Board of Selectmen budget, Board of Ed budget, and then the capital and debt service. Three separate things.
I would say, as long as they're in the same order as that first page, that's helpful too.
Agreed.
Whichever order it is, just to keep it consistent.
Throughout. Yeah.
Yeah.
And even when you go through those individual slides, talking about each of these, have them in the same order.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds good.
That's why it's good to look at this as a group because it's
Oh,
everybody's
yeah.
opinion is better than just, one or two of us.
Would it be worth like noting that what we were just talking about, that the negative, expenditures go to both offset both the Board of Ed and
Well, I think
selecting
it
budget.
shows it. If you go back two
Yeah, you'll
slides,
see with the total number, Tyler.
the blended,
Right? But
there you go. You see it, the total expenditures. It's like the math of all of
so the
them.
4.0
Yeah,
bottom
that's
line
the overall.
number is a combination of all those.
So I would just encourage everybody to find a way to get something to have that first number be a three.
Okay.
And then I had a question between these two slides. How are the towns chosen to make those comparisons with the Board of Selectmen and then the towns chosen for the Board of Ed? State.
So for Board of Selectmen, I actually have a town list, I want to say of 10 to 12 towns. And then just based on which towns are most similar, whether it be population or for if you're talking about like business composition, that type of thing, it's basically a subjective selection of towns here.
Similar for Board of Ed, I tried to go with surrounding towns, and honestly, when I was putting the budget packet together, presentation together, it was what towns had theirs available. So some weren't reported yet, so I couldn't include those. But so I tried to go. Also, I went historically on what had been compared in the past Board of Ed budgets. So I try to use those towns as well.
Anyway, the town budget, the selectman one could include Coventry. I think that size-wise comparisons is a much closer comparison than
That's
Sale and Ellington.
Ellington.
That's triple our size.
Right. Yep.
And Hebron has a bit more business than we do, even Coventry does,
Yeah, yeah.
but it's closer in size than Ellington. Can
Absolutely.
add it too.
Going back to the I think with the Board of Ed slide, can you swap the positions in the table of Bolton and Manchester, because everything else is descending and that like one little change
Oh,
is
yes. Yeah.
hard to spot.
Yeah, that was, yes, I changed the
Oh,
number and not the order. Good call.
you know what? That it was 517, so it fit
Okay.
there. That's what happened.
I figured as
Yeah.
much. Just
Okay.
Are these the most updated numbers from these other towns?
I have not changed them since those came in.
Oh, okay. I know Hebron had a big meeting last week, too.
Yeah, and I think there was talk that South Windsor's board may choose to increase it.
Oh, that's unusual.
Well,
Well, maybe
because
because of another
population growth there,
and
yeah.
they have to build. Yeah,
They're
they've outgrown their
exploiting.
schools
So I
rapidly.
wonder, like a town like Vernon and Ellington, they can afford to keep it lower because maybe they have more business in town. Is that because those numbers
And
are?
they get more money from the state.
Oh, okay.
They're
Okay.
more urban, and it depends on your
Yeah.
population
Their
composition.
demographics.
They have formulas around that, around
Right.
income level and ethnicity.
Some of them could get 60 to 70% of their budget funded by
Oh my
state and federal
God.
money.
Yep.
And they're asking their taxpayers 20 to 30% of the budget.
Interesting. Okay.
And you can just have some towns that have businesses that are high in capital value, but don't really require much in services. And that skews it quite a bit.
I mean, I think we compare very favorably to towns that are our size in both budgets, the selectmen and the Board of Education. I think we compare very favorably.
And I did, I know in my presentation with the board, I did student performance comparisons and to Bolton to other area towns. And in many cases, we are surpassing them with student performance.
Would that be something good to add here?
Yes.
Because on the Board of Selectmen slide, it's not just the percentage, it's also comparing like population and other things. So maybe choose less towns on the Board of Ed
Possibly,
to have a different.
but I know Stephanie on the opening slide had a nice, some nice data points there indicating it was the high school was a category one school distinction. I think you put on there also. I'm guessing people might be more apt to pay attention to those bullet points right off the bat on that page, but I guess it couldn't hurt to put it somewhere else also.
It wouldn't really live here because this is just numbers
Yeah. To make it too cumbersome, I like how this is clean and simple, Stephanie.
Thank you.
Easy to look at.
Shall we move on? Guys, comfortable with the proposed changes? We'll look at it again next week.
So
And
this one
actually,
is, oh,
I was just
go
going to
ahead.
say, actually, it would be good if while I'm thinking of it, if you can make the changes and get a copy of the change document host this one as is, and then the changes, if you could just, send them out to the committee with the instructions not to, reply.
It's
That
Stephanie, this
would.
is really picky. I apologize, but I heard somebody a few minutes ago say, as long as things are listed in the same order, it makes
Yeah.
sense. The last couple of slides. So debt service and contingency should probably be listed sooner, right? Because wasn't that one of the
Yep.
first ones you listed?
Yep. Yeah, I have that note, and
Okay.
I'll make that change. Thank you. And I got your note as well, Ross. I'll post this one. We'll post this one as is. I'll make changes and then send it to everyone and just have them make sure we don't reply all.
Yeah, because that way it won't come in cold, and because we're gonna have to act on it at the next meeting.
Yeah, I couldn't see some of the thing done.
I would say if you spell out Bolton High School for the bond, you should spell out Bolton Center School Capital Projects, just so that people aren't trying to understand more acronyms.
And what WPCA means?
Yeah.
So does that mean we're gonna have paid off the new addition on Bolton High School at this point?
No, that
32.
no, I think it's a portion. I think that's why too, I have open to this group's thoughts on what we capture in the bottom right quadrant. I was trying to think of what I might want to know as a resident. And that probably would be, how much debt do we have in the future to continue to pay down? And so I don't know if that's
I can give
something.
you that, Stephanie.
Okay.
The
I
debt
think
isn't paid off until
changing. Off to
2032.
on
what we're
Well, I
paying.
was going to say paying down.
Paying down.
Yeah.
There you
Yeah.
go. Just
Rather
changing it
than,
off.
if yeah, if we're not paying it off, we're just paying the amount down, or we're like, there's some distinction there that needs to be made of what we're actually saying, because we're not saying,
That almost sound could be taken as like
yeah,
it's done. We
final.
feel like we
Like
paid the
it. Yep.
mortgage. No, I took it. Yeah, I have been excited. And it might, I if we do that, it might just be one category. Because, like, for example, the Bolton High School bond is going to be on a paying down. It's also going to be on a future debt. So is it
I was
just
thinking
Bolton High?
more so just capturing either some future dollar value or when is the expected payoff date, something like that. I was a little bit more detailed, but again, open to this group's thoughts on what
Could you
we've done
make
in
the
the
bond?
past or what you've heard from residents.
Could you make the bottom all one section and then make a table out of it that just says, hey, here's what we're paying towards. This is the year we're expecting it to be finished. This is how much we pay approximately every year, that kind of thing. That way it's like just continuing along the bottom in the same
Then
topics.
it's more educational for the
Right.
public too.
Exactly. What the bond is, what we're currently paying,
Exactly.
and when it's going to be paid off.
Yep.
Yes, that's also something I know you're working on too for helping us
That's
understand
something
things better.
people are, I think, we appreciate.
Yeah. I agree.
So with
Yeah.
just the current bonds and loans, it's not what we are paying off.
Well, it'd be the starting value, the like when we expect to finish the bond, or when we expect to pay it off, what
Approximate
we're
annual
paying,
payment.
yeah, approximate annual payment,
So
and what's
wait.
contained in this year's budget.
So wait a minute though. In the budget document further down, it has what 2027 is going to be paying.
Yeah.
And then, so you already have that portion. We can do the balances of the three bond, the three, we have three bonds still open, and then that loan for the fire truck.
Can
So,
we take a look at what that page looks like, Stephanie, that Jill's referring to?
yeah, it's pretty detailed. This is
I'm starting to think you're just bitter that you never got to go to the new high school.
right back. Nope, you went by it. That right there. So
Yeah.
there.
This is actually just, this isn't updated yet, just for everyone's reference. This is from
This is
last year.
complex.
Yeah,
Like
take that information and put it in that
there's a lot of
slide.
information here. I think this is good, but I also think we need the simple, like both versions, the complex version, which is this, and the simple version, which is in that slide, because some people are going to get back here and be like, I don't know what I'm looking at. I'm not going to
And
take the
maybe
time to
just like
invest in it.
those few items.
Right. Maybe a simplistic table in the slide we were just in with a footnote saying a more detailed explanation can be found
Page 21.
on page 21.
Yep.
So, all that's showing is what's been paid on that, right?
What's in the
that.
budget for paying those down in fiscal year 2027? So I think capturing that and then perhaps the balance to be paid and maybe a date or a year when it's expected to be paid off.
Yeah, because then you'd have the amount that's being paid out proposed for payment in the coming fiscal year, and then how much is left after that payment gets made.
If I'm looking at it, that's what I want
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
Or the
I
thought
think
you.
I'm getting lost in the back at the appendix.
I thought you were looking for future projects.
That's a good observation. That's what I was wondering
That's
too.
here.
Okay.
So, good segue. Capital budget. So, same layout. I have top projects, and I could relabel this to capture or reflect that this is what's being expended in fiscal year 27. And then this is the future projects. I just named some that aren't in this year's budget but are expected in the future.
So the school roof is not in there, which is the big nut. That's more like a
Correct.
5, 6, 7 million something.
So
Yeah,
that should
but I
be
don't know.
under projects, Rodney. Yes.
I would think so.
Yeah, I don't know if it was on the, I use the capital
You're right, that it's not listed in
worksheet.
there.
Yeah, but that's a good add. I can add that.
Isn't that
Right,
listed because it's
because
already paid for or already accounted for money-wise?
No.
No.
That would be nice. Okay. Yeah.
Well, please let that huge money that we found up front with a misplaced decimal. That would have been wonderful. You're all set.
Extra zero. Any comments or questions on this one?
It's just
Expect
the
a lottery.
addition of the scoop, the roof.
Yep. Got it. Similar but different view from before. This captures how the town is funded from a revenue standpoint. So I'll make the I already have a call out the labels I'll make larger, and this is from last year as well. So I'll
You
make
were watching
updates
David
once we have
scrunch up to the
figures.
screen.
I can't see him right now, but I
Here's a screen
assumed
for the screen. Yeah,
it
I need to get closer. Had Denise hit
Yes.
as soon as the slide came out.
I didn't remember that.
And also the one that's in the
That
blue
was
might,
my
the one
update.
in the big chunk of blue down at the bottom might go in a contrasting color, like white or
Yeah.
something, just so you can
Yeah.
see if you leave it in there.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Okay. So this one probably warrants a little bit of discussion. This is version number two that I've put together, but what we want to do here is really put in simple terms what the budget will mean for the residence tax bill. So this current version that you see here really steps someone through three steps. You start with last year's bill, so find your total taxes, real estate, personal property, and motor vehicle. I give an example, apply the estimated increase in the mill rate, and then you have your estimated new total here. I know there's a lot of variables that go into the impact to the residents, but I also know that that confuses residents as well, all of that detail. So Ross and I were discussing options and how do we simplify this in the best way for the audience.
You need another zero in the first line for 2,000 and 4,000 instead of
Yeah,
2,000.
I okay.
A motor vehicle isn't usually like 4,000, right? Like, so
No, but
already
I'm
that's a
just
good
saying,
change.
whatever you do, the totals don't line
Oh,
up.
sure. Yeah.
Yeah, most people don't have that big a tax bill for cars, though. There's one fellow I know
I
who
don't
does.
have the mill rate yet, but we haven't. Where does it go in this presentation? And we don't have one yet, but we haven't even seen it in the presentation
Yeah,
yet.
like
But we're
it's
here, like
so
just
step two.
related.
Yeah, so step two says apply the estimated increase in mill rate, but we haven't talked about what the increase in budget means for a approximate increase in mill rate. I know that we probably can't like legally write it down, But we at least need to like give an example of how.
We provide as part of the process an estimated mill rate.
Okay.
It's not adopted, but it's an
Okay.
estimated. And I think, Stephanie, going back to that slide that you just had up of the calculation. Okay, you got it down at the bottom because it really de it depends on, assuming that your assessments have not changed from last, your assessed value of any of these properties has not changed from last year.
I also think that that increase in mill rate should reflect whatever's on that mill rate
Whatever we
estimation
actually
slide.
put calculated should be put in here. So I think we're going to have to figure that out next week too.
I like how it simplifies it though and breaks it down on a per month. And that actually comes in, I'm guessing, way lower than the rate of inflation. So I'm happy with that.
Yeah, this we'll see when we get there.
If you want to make it easier on yourself, you could make the step one total to $10,000, and that way
Yeah.
the increase is easy to calculate.
Makes sense.
That's why the math isn't mathing here because I was playing around with several different numbers and I just didn't foot it before I
And people
presented.
be it'll also be easier for someone who wants to make sure it's correct, your calculations are correct, to work with round numbers.
I like the idea though.
That was actually suggested by one of our during one of the coffee and conversations that, so when we do the next one, hopefully that person will be there and I can thank them for, coming up with this, see if they like it.
I've seen some that compare it to how often do you buy coffee at the local coffee shop?
And people also complained that they had trouble interpolating between the real estate values that we gave them, like 100,000 range. Yeah, they had trouble figuring out in betweens, and we didn't. It was also harder in the past because we had two different mill rates, one for real estate versus property and the other for motor vehicles. Now it's all the same. So that actually simplifies the calculation and lets us do this.
Even if if the property tax mill rate goes beyond, doesn't the state have a max for the motor
Yeah,
vehicle?
and we're below the
And we're
max.
below
And
it.
if you go below the max,
I see.
all the mill rates have to be the same.
Right.
So it made it easier for us, even though we took a hit that first year.
So this is the mill rate calculation that we've had in prior years' presentations. There is a lot here, but do we want to potentially put something like this in front of this slide?
Yeah, I think that slide should be after a mill rate,
Yeah, I agree.
whatever we come up with for that mill rate slide, it should be after.
And see what you can do to simplify that mill rate slide if possible.
Go back to the mill rate slide. Yeah, it's.
A lot of
Because we
that's
will.
not going to be there because we won't have the effective mill rate. It was kind of confusing, but people wanted to know the effective mill rate. So we're not going to
That's
have
true.
that part next
Yeah,
year.
because that was part of the tax snafu, and we adopted one mill rate, but after give backs, because we didn't want to hang on to the extra money that we collected, you have to say what was that effectively if we had set the mill rate based on an accurate grand list.
So this will clean up by
Yeah.
itself
And plus all the
this
mill
year.
rates for these different property categories will be the same.
So this will get condensed. That.
So
All right.
that's pretty much all I had. And then in the appendix, I also have a referendum history that we can update as we move along. And then everything else is the more detailed statements that are
That's
captured in
required
that
by
official
charter.
report.
Well, I'm not saying there's any way to get around this, but one of the things that people got hung up on last year, if you go back to the vote counts, was that last two votes, the noes were the
Yeah.
same, and somehow we made up 69 yes votes. There's no way to show that those 593 people that voted no were the same both times, and they likely weren't. But people latched onto that coincidence and
Find it suspicious.
found suspicious, correct.
Yeah, because I would know, and that's a good one.
People weren't home from vacation.
No, is it no? Because it's a, to me, it looks like, did you make a mistake? Do a cut and paste and
It was
forget?
sort of like my kid
No,
turned
it was
18
actually the
this
same
week.
number.
Nice.
Yeah, no, but that's what I'm
Yeah.
saying is you look at it and what do we do? Did we do a cut and paste? I look at stuff like that when it's duplicated. And if, oh, okay, you copied the line above and
Right.
then
Well, look
forgot
at
to
the
change it.
yeses in the first round in 21, 22, and 25. Oh, yeah. Unfortunately, yeah. Round.
Ooh, cut and paste.
And the first and second in 21.
Right? I mean,
Yeah,
they're exactly
it's
the
the
same.
same thing right now. I agree. It's just like
No.
people latch onto it.
You know what,
Yeah.
Stephanie, if you get a
Yep.
chance when you're in the office next week,
Yep.
Please.
our dear friend Liz Waters will be happy to pull out the book she keeps that keeps a record of all this, and you can just go back and double check the numbers if there's a concern. So that way we could just say, yeah, they look like they might be a cut and paste error, but this is just the way it was.
Okay.
I do have to
All right.
say thank you because I was looking through last year's budget books, or the whichever ones I saw, and the yeses and the noes were inverted for one of the
And it
years,
was a
and
mistake.
it threw
Largest.
things off in my
Yeah.
eyes. So this looks a lot better.
Okay,
Thank you.
that's yes, then just the yes count. I'd love to see that the vote turnout continue from last year. Because if you look at like 22, the very first vote, that's
Yeah,
like
people came out last
630
year.
people. And we doubled that in the last referendum last year. Like, if we can get that amount of passion about the budget again,
Right.
be great.
Positive passion.
How
Positive.
positive, because there was
Positive.
negative feedback about how those numbers got generated.
Yeah.
You know, what got the voters out.
Yep.
So
Yeah.
I really would, to me, I would really like to see a larger number of people come out, even if the results are the same, because you have a much bit clearer perspective of how many people really feel a certain way.
It'll be
Yeah.
interesting how the hours of the referendum changing impacts the vote too.
There was certainly some buzz surrounding those first two referendum too, that like people weren't going out to vote yes because they knew it was just gonna fail. Like it was such a large increase that it was gonna go down. So the last couple of referenda are likely more representative of what we could see in the first one.
Yeah. And actually, if you go back and look at historically, we're better than we were doing, say, in 2018 and so forth.
Sure.
And we're actually do better than some other towns, as I talked to a town clerk about it. And she says in some town, like in some of the towns, you get 25 people show up, and because
Wild.
they don't have a quorum.
Wild.
Wow.
70 is an incredible amount of work. I appreciate you putting this all together.
Yeah.
Oh, of course. Happy to help. Thanks, everyone, for your feedback.
Good.
Do we track at all, like traffic to who looks at stuff like this, or can we? Because like, how many people in town? A lot of people, are very vocal on Facebook about the budget, but how many people actually will click on this? Is it 70 people? Is it 200? Is it
I'm sure the staff are
2,000?
there.
Like,
Just have to figure out who has access to them.
yeah, I'd be curious.
Because the town has a, well, we have a Facebook site, don't we?
Yeah.
So we should be able to get the traffic from that.
Yeah, we keep
Facebook
track
loves to
posts from
track
that.
all those
Yep. Yep.
metrics, so we should be able to see who clicks on a particular link if it's set up that way.
Yep, you should. And you should also be able to see how many people clicked on the website link in
Yeah,
particular. Like, go straight
I'd
to the
be interested
website.
to
Right.
know.
Yeah, I would hope ours lets you do that. And it's probably even a way to post on the bottom of the page how many people have visited, and clicked on each particular link if for this will set up. Again, I don't know if it allows us to do
Sure.
it. But I can go and ask. So anything else under communication? Because it's otherwise I'd say let's look at the budget.
Did you want to mention this, Ross?
Yes, once you mentioned that,
Yeah.
David,
So,
since you did it.
And trying to think of different ways to be transparent and get as much information in a clean, easy way as we possibly can. I put together a document that just kind of chronologically paints a picture of all the events that are happening during the budget season. So, for example, on 2/5, Board of Education meeting, budget was presented in the budget workshop, and the Board of Education approved superintendent's recommended budget and what the percentage increase was. Then on 3/19, Board of Education presents their budget to the Finance Committee. 3/24, Board of Education receives updated health insurance costs. Impact is a reduction of 54,767. The budget ask went from 5.17 to 4.84. On 3/30, Board of Education voted to commit $75,000 to the Finance Committee. And I'll just keep that running doc as things happen through the budget cycle. This I got emailed out to all my parents on the first. Whatever the first was, and it's also a tab on our website homepage. So when you go to our website, it's right there, budget update, and then this will just be a running document. I just keep updating as things happen. I don't know if that's something that this committee wants to think about doing together. We can combine all the information.
Yeah, because right now yours is
future meetings, right? On that, if I remember correctly.
Then I did add future meetings in one of the documents. Yes.
And I have those.
That was in my update to the parents. Yeah.
I did a flyer that's posted. It's here. It's at the senior center in the library of all of our meetings. I have to just make an update to reflect the coffee and conversation that we added, but that's up as well as the voting schedule for the whole year. So I guess the document that you provided, David Caruso, is that's just specific to the Board of Ed.
It is right now.
And it went to the parents on Parent Square. I'm wondering how we can make that information available to the town because not anyone in town has access to Parent Square.
Yeah, it's on our website.
It's on
It's on our website. We could certainly add it if so inclined, the town could put it on their website.
I think it would be a good
We're
idea to just get widely as possible.
discussing putting a
Is
link.
there
Okay.
Look, because we already have that link to the finance page where we have all of the the documents from Board of Ed and Board of Selectmen. So we could add that there, and I think it would behoove the selectmen to come up with either to we come up with a joint one that goes chronologically, or you do the Board of Selectmen do their own.
This is easy because it's a Google Doc. So if we want to do a joint one, we can just all have editing permissions. And as things happen on either end, just input the information and it's a live running document.
I say you just have to make sure if somebody else uploads it to their page, they don't like save it as a PDF and update it that way.
Right.
Because then when you update the Google Doc, that one will
Correct.
update.
Or they made it. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
If people thought it would be helpful, maybe once every week or 2 weeks or whatever time frame we saw fit, we could print out hard copies of this, drop them off at the senior center library, and just replace them every couple weeks as they get updated.
Makes sense.
If they want a hard, if they want hard copies at those places.
So I guess I would ask Rodney and Stephanie if Stephanie might have the bandwidth to do this for the Board of Selectmen, to either come up with a similar document or work with David to merge the two.
Well, maybe that's the first decision. Do you want to do separate documents, or you just think it's best to have everything in
It
one
probably, I
spot?
think it might be clearer if they're kept separate, just
Oh.
because your schedule is so different. Then you're going to throw in some stuff from the Board of Selectmen. Again, Dave, I'll let this, David,
Well,
you're on the Selectmen, and Rodney, you guys
I'm just
jump in.
thinking like this is basically just a summarized version of the meeting minutes from the
Yeah.
Board of Finance or the Finance Committee.
Correct.
This like the very first step is from each individual meeting, like, hey, Board of Selectmen approves this and sends it to Finance Committee. Board of Education approves this and sends it to Finance Committee. And then all of a sudden it's the same chart. So I think it makes sense to keep it in one table because then it becomes one chronological list rather than separate chronological list that you leaves it up to the
Yeah.
user to
I'm open
converge.
to whatever. It's whatever you guys think, and then we find out what the public thinks after we
I mean,
do
it's
it.
also new, so we can try it one way, and if it seems to work for us, we stick with it. If it doesn't, we can make an
Yeah.
adjustment next year.
I think the important thing would be that we keep it as one because it goes out to the parent square which if we were doing our own, it wouldn't go out to Parent Square,
Sure.
which
Correct.
is a
There's
lot of
another
hundreds
avenue.
of people.
And
Yeah.
then, yeah. Yep. Right now.
And it's just another way of reaching people, and I'm sure
Yep.
they share it among folks who might not be there too.
Yep.
So, Ross, when you go to the library, how many of them forms do you notice missing from your pile?
I don't, they're not very many people take them because I give them two copies on cardstock to put up, and they haven't had a lot. And the senior center says they don't really get a lot taken home, but they are posted up on the bulletin boards in both locations, and they're here as well. I think, let me sit there on the
So,
table over here. I know Liz has a few as well.
the
Well, I
posting is
don't think
more important.
it's interesting. People don't share until after the budget is filed
Agree.
and public notice happens. And then, like, they expect things to happen then.
I was trying to post early in the budget season
Like,
when we were doing
never
things.
yet.
Yeah. Like, hey, these meetings are happening now. It's not like this is happening in May. This is happening
Right?
starting in
We
January.
can't talk about this May
Yeah.
1st.
I
Or
just
the
think they
day
want to,
that burned on.
I think they want to be updated. I don't know if they want to be part of the meeting.
A lot of people
But
have
I,
thoughts and they share them openly, but their timing of the sharing
well, that would,
makes
yeah.
it
But they
tough.
need to share them with this group.
Right.
Because if they can share as much as they want on Facebook within a closed echo chamber and it doesn't come out to us, and often it's information that we can't act on anyway. So we need to get some stuff to them that we can act on and have them give us actionable. It's a challenge.
But to your point before, I think some of the information that has been shared in some of the coffee and conversations has been really meaningful and helpful in shaping some of the decisions that have been made in this
Oh,
group, with
good.
this
I was
group.
about
Yeah.
to say the
Coffee
coffee
and conversations were meant to be a tool to help us mitigate that communication gap. Yeah.
And the public hearings we're doing two this year instead of one is also another mechanism.
We're trying to mitigate the rumor mill.
Yeah.
Hopefully, the rumor mill could generate money.
So then it sounds like what I'm hearing is one list, chronological list. So we'd have to go backfill in for when the selectmen started the process, when they sent out the requests, when the requests came in, when you voted on the, when you had the, the meetings with all these
I don't know that you need to
folks.
go back that far. I would say like when the selectmen first, had
That's what I
a
think.
the budget workshops, like what,
Okay.
like just a range of, hey, budget workshops occurred from X date to X date, or even like first budget workshop occurred on X date,
Yep.
and
Okay.
that way you have it simplified. We're not trying to get
Right.
all of the information in one
Right.
spot.
To put all the
Yeah,
eggs
right.
in the stock.
Yep.
Okay.
And there are probably some things that I have included in mine that I could probably, that's There
miscellaneous
could always
information
be
that might
more.
not be needed.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Stephanie, would that be something you would have time to work on? I don't know.
Yes. Yeah, I
Because
can
I
do that.
just know you're doing a lot.
I can help you out with that, Stephanie, if you want to.
Yeah, we can connect, David. But yeah, I'm happy to work on it.
I
Yeah, I
think
don't know if
combining
Kip.
the document makes a lot of sense because, first of all, we want to be as cohesive as, with the budget as possible. We don't want to be the Board of Education budget versus the Board of Selectmen because when people vote, they're not voting on one or the other. They're voting on one budget for the town. So we should be as cohesive
And
with
we
these things.
are the town because the money comes from the same pockets.
My point, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's something that I agree with you because it's something I've wanted to make sure that when we talk about things, when we say the town, it refers to all of us,
Right.
all of the people who live here, all the folks who work here, whether it's Board of Ed or Board of Selectmen. And then the rest of it is how do we apportion that money to make this the kind of town we want to live in. So, thank you.
So I'm not sure where Jim is going to want to land with posting on that, whether it will be Stephanie or Sue Ellen. I don't know.
I think it was more for help pulling it together. And then how does it get to the website is another issue. I think Stephanie and David working together to put the document together, Rodney, and then Sue Ellen would be the one who would post it, correct?
Once the link's posted,
That's right.
then any changes Stephanie and I make to it, it'll just automatically get updated on the link.
Right.
So Sue Ellen or whomever does it to the website just has to post
Oh, because
the
you would
link
still
one
have a
time.
connect back to the Google Doc.
Right.
So then as that's updated, it
It's okay.
automatically is there as opposed to a separate copy.
Right.
Okay, that makes
Yeah.
sense.
Once the link is up there, nobody has to do anything with it.
You just want to make sure that somebody looks at the changes and agrees to them before they're put in the Google Doc and made public through that link.
Yeah, that's why I think it'd probably be best if only a couple people had
Because
editing rights to get into the document.
so that's what so what we're saying, Rodney, I guess, is Stephanie will work with David to help get the Board of Selectmen's in.
Right.
And it won't be made public and posted to that link until there's agreement that it's done correctly. And then that link can go up, and we just have to make sure that things are correct after that, because that link will be just to the back end.
We'll confirm that with what Jim has in mind for Stephanie's projects.
Okay. I'm just saying it would make the Board of Selectmen look better if they had it there. So that again, it's your call as to what you ask Stephanie to do or who. I'm just trying to look out for everybody's interests. So let's go on to budget calendar.
What is our plan for April 9th? Are we going to try to get here afterward? Like,
We're gonna
it seems to
try
pretty.
to.
We don't have much decided.
Right. I know. I mean,
So what's who you were
well,
referring?
we have a Board of Ed meeting on April 9th, and it's a pretty full agenda.
At 6:30,
That
right?
starts at 6:30, right?
Yeah. So
So
I would
we're
say we'd probably be here 7:30, quarter of eight.
maybe. Yeah.
Would be a
So we'll
guesstimate.
be 30 minutes late.
So I guess the question is, do we start and wait for you guys and
Well, we need to obviously
tap
make sure we
dance,
have
or
a
do we
quorum, right?
want to yeah, because we won't be, so let's see.
It's two of us.
There's two of you.
As long as we, and at least, well,
We have to
if one
have
person doesn't
four.
show up, we'll be fine.
We need four.
We need four, yeah.
And if I guess if we
One, two,
really
Rodney,
need one
Melissa.
of us to be there, we could, but to have a meeting,
It
but
would be better if you all can be there. But
okay.
unfortunately,
We plan on coming after our Board of Ed
no,
meeting.
I'm just saying that this is where it gets tough with conflicting meetings and the
Right.
shortened time frame that we have because we chose to go with the two public hearings. So again, do you want to just make sure we have a quorum? We said we may have to adjourn for until you guys show up.
Yeah.
Because then you don't have to change any date or time, you know, don't have to change the time of the
Right.
meeting.
So do we as and this is a legitimate question, do we as Board of Ed members have a priority to the Board of Ed first, or is it like if you didn't have a quorum, one of us would start here or could start here and miss the Board of Ed meeting, or
It's not in the charter to say either way.
okay.
Yeah.
We
After
serve
that.
as equal
Yeah.
members on both.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, just a thought.
But we can't serve on the Board of Finance without being on the Board of Ed.
Right.
So it's almost
Yeah,
like
that's why I thought
Board of
that
Ed
was
first, Board of
right.
Finance
That's what
second.
I was
You are
thinking.
Board of Finance and Board of Ed.
Well,
The
there's no for
ones,
finance.
I mean,
Nothing.
Finance Committee and
Oh, yeah.
The only three of us who are like dedicated to this are the members at large, which would be myself and Tyler and Melissa.
And the meeting next week could take 45 minutes. We'll be here close to the start.
Yeah, we can.
We'll tell Andrew to get through everything. Come on.
We can never predict everything, but like we can try to get through it as quick as possible.
So we will anticipate that you may be here late. We'll see if we have a quorum. And I can also just put up on Zoom that the meeting is currently, you know, on hold
Pause.
pending a quorum when the Board of Ed members
Fair enough. And I
show
don't
up,
think we'd
which
be
is
too late.
approximately at a certain time, because you can just have that in the whiteboard for folks to look at
Okay,
and
cool.
just have no
Give them the
rehearsals.
links to look at.
Yeah, just
Yeah.
leave the
Anything
budget
from
up.
reading.
Yeah.
Just have it scroll automatically, a slideshow, change the
Well, that's
slide.
giving anybody problems in his head.
Yeah, don't we have to
They
keep up
listen
with him for
afterwards. They
years? That
don't
would
really
actually
show
be
up, but
pretty
they do
snarky, like
listen.
elevator music.
That's
Yeah,
just audio and not
I
video.
like that.
All right. So let's wrap up, guys. So you're good with the schedule. We'll work around the fact that you have a board of ed meeting.
I think that's our only conflict, looking at the schedule.
And my intention is to be here for these. Again, it depends on where I go with my, health issues. So we shall see. But I have a coverage plan because Tyler is the vice chair. So he is all set to go if I can't be here.
Right on.
So we'll see what happens. So then I guess we're at the point for adjournment if there is nothing else anybody has, and whoever wants to make the motion,
I'll make a
go
motion
for
to
it.
adjourn.
Second.
So motion made and seconded. Do I have any
Was David and Ben.
discussion? So let's go for it. It's David and Ben, and then all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Good
So
night.
it's approved by
Night,
all voting members present.
friends.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone. Thank you.
Bye.